Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 4. Lord Chaitanya then sang a nice song about the opulences of Krishna while Sanatan Goswami listened. All the pastimes of Krishna are exactly like the activities of human beings. Therefore, it is to be understood that Krishna's form is like that of a human being. Indeed, a human being is but an imitation of Krishna's form. Krishna's dress is just like that of a cowherder boy. Krishna holds a flute in his hand, and Krishna seems to be just like a newly grown youth. Krishna is always playful, and Krishna plays just like an ordinary boy. Lord Chaitanya then told Sanatan Goswami about the beautiful aspects of Krishna. One who understands these beautiful qualities enjoys an ocean of nectar. The potency of yoga maya of Krishna's is transcendental and beyond the material energy. But Krishna exhibits his transcendental potency even within this material world just to satisfy his confidential devotees. Thus, Krishna appears in this material world in order to satisfy his devotees. And Krishna's qualities are so attractive that even Krishna himself becomes eager to understand himself. When Krishna is fully decorated and stands with his body curved in three ways, Krishna's eyebrows always moving, and Krishna's eyes so attractive, the gopis become enchanted. Krishna's spiritual abode is at the top of the spiritual sky, and Krishna resides there along with his associates, the cowherder boys and the gopis, who are all goddesses of fortune. It is there that Krishna is known as Madana Mohana. There are many different pastimes of Krishna, such as Krishna's pastimes in the forms of Vasudeva and Sankarsana. And in the material sky, Krishna's pastimes are carried on as the first Purusha incarnation, the creator of the material world. There are also pastimes in which Krishna incarnates as a fish or tortoise, and there are pastimes in which Krishna takes the forms of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva as incarnations of the material qualities. And in Krishna's pastimes as an empowered incarnation, Krishna takes the form of King Prithu, and Krishna also carries on pastimes as the super soul in everyone's heart, and as the impersonal Brahman as well. And although Krishna has innumerable pastimes, the most important is that of Krishna as a human form, frolicking in Vrindavan and dancing with the gopis. He also plays with the Pandavas on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and also plays in Mathura and Dwaraka. Of Krishna's important pastimes in human form, the most important are those pastimes in which Krishna appears as a cowherder boy, a newly grown youth who plays a flute. It is to be understood that even a mere partial manifestation of Krishna's pastimes in Goloka, Mathura, and Dwaravati or Dwaraka can overflood the whole universe with love of Godhead. Every living entity can be attracted by the beautiful qualities of Krishna. The manifestation of Krishna's internal potency is not even completely exhibited in the kingdom of God or on the planets of Vaikuntha. But Krishna does exhibit that internal potency within the universe when, through Krishna's inconceivable mercy, Krishna descends from his personal abode. Krishna is so wonderful and attractive that Krishna himself becomes attracted by his own beauty. And this is the proof that Krishna is full of all inconceivable potencies. Now, as far as Krishna's ornaments are concerned, when they decorate Krishna's body, it appears that they do not beautify him. Rather, the ornaments themselves become beautiful simply by being on the body of Krishna. And when Krishna stands in a three curved way, Krishna attracts all living entities, including the demigods. Indeed, Krishna even attracts the Narayana form, which resides in each and every Vaikuntha planet. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 4, recorded July 24, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.